Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Mamo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going out there?
I'm doing all right, man. I know you're battling a flu, which, fortunately, I know what you're going through, bro. So I'm going to carry the load, man, for most of this show.
I try my best.
So I'll carry the load. You know, I'll let you, pinch it a little bit, But thank you. Thank you for, coming on the show,
Appreciate that, man.
Always.
No problem.
No problem. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you guys for listening every episode and giving your support and, providing feedback, whenever you can. So I want to thank you guys also. And we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff, talk about the Olympics, talk about SummerSlam that's coming up later tonight, what's the latest state in, baseball as both teams battle to stay 500, and so much more. So feel free to call in about any of these topics and more. The number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to share your thoughts on any of these topics and more. You know the deal, guys. Feel free to share your thoughts. And let's lead off with the Olympics, man. Amazing event. That's been going on in the world, since I think 1898, and of course I'm just talking about the modern day Olympics, the modern day Olympiad. I'm not even going back as like the ancient Greco-Roman Olympics that used to go on like thousands of years ago. Talking about the modern day Olympics that we all know and love, as you hear, the John Williams, arguably the greatest composer, film composer of all time, with Jaws and Star Wars, with that epic theme that I just played on the show. Been a huge fan of the Olympics, growing up, ever since 92 or so. So I'll let you share your thoughts on it, which I'm assuming you love the Olympics as long as I have.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching it since I was a little kid, going back to Michael Johnson in the 400-meter, 200-meter, but like female gymnastics, USA men's basketball. I love watching those events over the years. Every 4 years in the Olympics. So I've always been a fan since I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah. You're preaching to the choir. This year, I would say, unfortunately, would be the least amount of times I've watched the Olympics this year. But I'm getting that bug, the bug to watch it. I'm trying, trying to catch up.
It's almost over, so you better hurry up.
Yeah. No, I've been watching a little bit more. Sort of some track and field. Of course, Usain Bolt dominated racing as usual, track and field as usual. The women, the U.S. women team, they won a track and field event. They swept it. First time ever. Congratulations to the ladies that did that. Allyson Felix, she finished second place after one of her competitors made a controversial and unprecedented dive to the finish line. Of course, the biggest story is, of course, the Ryan Lochte thing. And, of course, as you all know, Ryan Lochte, arguably the greatest swimmer, on the U.S. team, after of course, Michael Phelps, who's calling it a career, after winning 20-plus, gold medals in his career, his teammate and friend, Ryan Lochte, after he competed in the Olympics this year, him and a few friends of his, they decided to get drunk and apparently did a lot of damage, damage urinating on a store, and then, as it appears, allegedly lied, that they got robbed at gunpoint, And it caused an international, dispute, between the Brazilian government and the U.S. Because, Lochte and his teammates were anything but showing, were anything but model citizens, American citizens, in the aforementioned South American country. So, as a result, two of the guys were detained. Ryan Lochte somehow managed to escape and return back to the U.S. when the Brazilian government wanted to, charge him and, prevent him from going to, going back to America, which, as you know, they weren't able to capture him in time. And it caused a whole lot of drama. And my point is, why did Lochte have to lie? Okay, he got drunk, which was dumb, and he trashed, the place and stuff like that. And him or his friend urinated, like, right outside a gas station and trashed, broke into, the building and stuff like that. But, I mean, why did they have to lie and say they got robbed? I mean, they just made the situation even worse.
Yeah, I mean, they could have just told the truth from the get-go. I don't know why they decided to, come up with this big lie and make the Brazilian government look corrupt. I mean, the Brazilian government is corrupt, but I mean, to try to, cause a distraction right now during the Olympics and, make up this lie that you were there, stopped by men disguised as police officers pointing guns at them. I mean, come on. Like, what was the point of that? I don't get it.
It was so stupid. I mean, his credibility is shot now. You can't trust anything he says now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If it's 6 a.m. in the morning, you can't even trust him if he says good morning to you, Because
yeah.
It's like, now his word don't mean diddly squat. I think the IOC is going to crack down on him, I think he's, 32 years old? So
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if they find him and maybe suspend him for the 2020 Olympics. Because, I mean, they can't let him. I mean, he could bypass the suspension and retire.
That's true.
But if he does try to come back, he's gonna come back 8 years later. That's gonna be tough for him to do if he really want to redeem himself. But I think what they might do. Obviously, I don't think they passed down any sentence. The IOC yet. But I think they're gonna fine him and or at least make him suspended for the upcoming 2020 Olympics. Because if they let him compete, even though it wouldn't be in the best interest for, the US team to have him suspended with Phelps retiring also, that's gonna weaken the US team. But I think they're going to make an example out of him because, to prove that not even Ryan Lochte is above the law.
Yeah.
This is probably the biggest international sports scandal since Lance Armstrong, getting caught with the, doing the PEDs and lying all those years saying that, he was clean all those times after winning, sixth Tour de France. And then now
mm-hmm.
it's, Now his legacy is tarnished, and now I don't know Ryan Lochte. I mean, obviously he didn't cheat, but I don't know. It just leaves a bad taste in people's mouths of what he did after he all he had to do was just go home, man. He did everything he had to do. You know, see, all the swimming events was over. You know, I understand he wanted to have fun, party, whatever. You know, but come on, just be respectable about it and go home. But no, he had to only do all those stupid. Him and his friends had to do all those stupid stuff, and then mess up all these places, man.
Yeah, some people say he did it for attention.
Yeah, but I know the saying is, you know, bad publicity is good publicity. But in this state, especially an international event that's supposed to be about, you know, brotherhood and sisterhood, you know, between, you know, all nations, it was a real dumb move by them, for real. And, you know, shifting gears to other Olympic events before we move on, congratulations to the women's basketball team. They defeated, I believe, Spain to win the gold. Yeah, I saw some of the game. The women they dominated. So, congratulations to Gino Auriemma, the UConn coach and the coach of the women's team. You know, obviously his longtime former player Brianna Stewart, who was on the team. Sue Bird was on the team, you know, on this team. Tina Charles, and, you know, the list goes on. You know, congratulations to all the women, you know, bringing home the gold for U.S. And now the men's team are going to try to do the same exact thing later today, this afternoon, against Serbia. I think it's against Serbia, right?
I think so. Let me check.
Let me try to do the math.
The men have been, they've had some close games recently.
Yeah, they have. They definitely have. I'm trying to remember. I think they're facing Serbia. I think it's Serbia, because I think Spain
beat
France.
Yeah, it is Serbia.
France. Yeah, I think Spain beat
France. It is Serbia.
Who's the team? Yeah, but the team in the goal game, I think it was... I'm trying to remember. I think Serbia defeated Spain, I think, to go to the gold game or something like that earlier today.
Serbia defeated Austria, U.S. defeated Spain.
All right. So that was the gold game, right?
That was semifinals.
That was a gold game, right? You still here?
Yeah, that was the semifinals. Serbia defeated Australia to advance to the finals, and U.S. defeated Spain.
Mhm. And what's the bronze game? It wasn't the bronze game the game that happened today.
How
was that? Are they playing also later today too? Forgot.
Bronze game. Oh, the bronze game is between Australia and Spain. That's tomorrow also.
Right.
Later today, I should say.
Right, later today, right. This is after midnight. So, yeah, hopefully U.S. can bring the gold. Also in that in this event. And then Carmelo Anthony will be, what, the first man in history to have 4 gold medals?
Yep.
And what could possibly be his last Olympic, event.
Yeah.
Appearance after being the all-time Olympic scorer now. Congratulations to him. But, shifting gears, what was I going to say? But speaking of the Knicks, Caron Butler joins a huge list of former successful NBA players that are interested in possibly going to the Knicks. Obviously we mentioned, I think last week, Ray Allen, who is my personal favorite pick, to hopefully get signed with the Knicks, you know, being that 12 man off the bench. Or Steven Jackson, who, you know, he's had his success, even though he's had controversial off the court career as well, but we'll see what happens with that. But shifting gears, baseball. The Mets, they've been playing horrible a lot lately. They when they hit, they can't pitch, and when they pitch, they can't hit, which is the perfect sign of a horrible team. What was I going to say? DeGrom, he had his worst outing a few days ago. He gave, 8 runs? The Mets scored 7 runs, including Justin Rugliano hitting a grand slam, but that wasn't enough because Madison Bumgarner, he didn't have his A game stuff. But he sure took he sure hit a 2-run home run, and the Mets lost a few days ago. And Saturday night, Bartolo Colon, you know, he had a great game, and Yoenis Cespedes. Him and Cabrera, they came back on Friday night. And on Saturday night, Cespedes, he lived up to his nickname, La Potencia. And he didn't go once. He didn't go deep, not once, but twice in the game. His, I think, 22nd and 24th home run of the year. Or is it 22nd and 23rd? Something like that. So he had his first 2 home runs since returning on the DL, you know, where he last played against the Yankees series before he got sent to the DL. So now Cespedes is healthy now, and he's showing what he's made of. Unfortunately, Jay Bruce, he's still struggling. Also, in the Saturday afternoon game, Alejandro Diaz, he hit a 3-run home run that put the lead, gave the Mets the lead. I think it was 8-1 at the time, or 8-2. I think it was 7. If I remember, I think it was 7-1 or 7-2 at the time. Mets would end up winning the game by the final score of 8-2. Oh, no, actually 8-5, because the team did come back later on in the game. So Mets held on to that game, and now they got to try to win, later today. You know, so see what happens later today. And the Yankees, they're currently playing. I'm trying to remember. The Angels, I believe.
Yeah, right now, Yankees, they just beat the Angels, it looks like, 7-0. And last night, they're currently playing the Angels, I should say. Right now, they're top ninth. They're leading 5-0.
Top ninth. Yankees are batting as we speak. And it looked like Yankee did a great play, defensive play, while Tyler Clipper, the former Met and current Yankee again, while was on the mound. Yankees, you know, barring a ridiculous setback, they got this victory 5-0, and you know. Yankees, like the Mets, they're battling to stay over 500. Mets, on the other hand, they're on the outside looking in on the playoff chase. I think they're at least the Mets are at least 4 games back. But Mets can't even think about the playoffs because they're like below 500. They're like a game below 500. They win 2 games, they lose 3 games, and so forth and so forth. They're not playing consistent, you know. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a dark fall classic for both New York teams.
Yeah, I mean, there was higher expectations for the Mets. But like you said, Mets haven't been consistent, you know, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And Jay Bruce has been a bust for the Mets. So right now, you know, Mets fans, you know, you got to believe, but this offense got to got to give you a reason to believe, because the offense, I don't know, the offense has awakened a little bit these past couple of days, but they're not playing consistent. I mean, Reyes, I mean, since he's come back, he's played well. Sisters, you know, had a great game Saturday afternoon, but they need Jay Bruce to wake up, and the pitching needs to be more consistent now, because when they pitch well, the offense doesn't perform, and when they don't hit, they pitch well, which was the problem that plagued the Mets ever since last year. Before they did the Cespedes trade. So we'll see what happened with that. But, the NFL, the Jets lost to the Redskins. I think the score was 22-17. Giants, I think, did you guys lose as well?
We played today. We played the Bills. Got shit out 21-0.
Right. And shifting gears to the WWE, basically on SmackDown, Dean Ambrose got his super kicked by Dolph Ziggler on SmackDown, and Dolph Ziggler is gonna try to become a 3-time world champion and upset Dean Ambrose to become the new champion later tonight. What was I gonna say? Also at the SummerSlam event, Finn Balor, the Demon King, he's gonna channel his alter ego, the Demon King, which sounds like the Demon Kane. Every time they mention it on the show this past couple of weeks, Finn Balor is going to be battling Seth Rollins for the newly formed United States, the WWE Universal Championship. Sounds like a championship in Star Wars, the Intergalactic Empire, mm-hmm. Galactic Empire Championship.
Mm-hmm.
But the WWE Universal Championship will be decided who will be the first ever WWE Universal Championship when two of these athletic men will battle it out for the newest prize in WWE and the flagship title for Raw. I guess let's. Let's lead off the show with that. Who do I think will win? I think Finn Balor will win. And basically, he's going to have help from the club and officially form the Balor Club that's been rumored for the Finn Balor and the former Bullet Club members, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows to reform their version of the Bullet Club, which will be now called the Balor Club. So I think it's finally going to go down. They're going to help Finn Balor, their former Bullet Club member, to win the title against Seth Rollins. So there you go. I think Finn Balor as the Demon King, with the help of the Bullet Club, which now will be known as the Balor Club, I think he will become the new and the first ever WWE Universal Champion. And also in there, what do you think before I move on to another match? What do you think?
I'm going to take Rollins to win it. I think Rollins will be, I think eventually Finn Balor will win the championship. I don't see him becoming the first ever Universal. I think WWE wants that title right now on Rollins, so I'm going
to
pick Rollins.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's similar to Charlotte with the new women's championship. They want to go with someone safe and reliable that they see as, you know, the crowning, perennial crowning champion, similar to what Cena has been for the past, over this decade or so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I see your point. Let's see what other matches. The tag team match, New Day minus Big E, so that means it's Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods versus the aforementioned Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. And unfortunately, folks, I've been saying this for months. Unfortunately, I think with Big E hurt, I think this is now the time they're going to take the title off the hands of New Day. They had a great run. They've been the title champion for what? For like a year or almost a year.
Yeah.
I mean, like 300-something days. I don't know if it's been officially a year, but they've had the title for over 300 days. I think they won the title. They won the title at the last year's SummerSlam, which we went to. So I think it's been about a year since they've held the title, at least. Yeah. So unfortunately, I think New Day is not gonna rock later tonight. They're going to, well, I can't say they're gonna suck, but they're going to, you know, they're going to lose without Big E, you know, being able to match up with Luke Gallows' size and strength. So I think New Day, even though they're the long-running champion, I think because of Big E's absence, due to the injury, the groin injury, New Day is going to fall, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's if this is the time for the club to win, this would be the time because Big E's not, he's not available. Although, I wouldn't be surprised if he does make his return tomorrow night and help New Day win, but I can't see it. I think the club is going to win the championship tomorrow, so I'm going with the club.
Yeah.
But don't be surprised if Big E returns tomorrow night.
You know, that's a good question. If Big E can somehow come and interfere, that's the game changer. That would literally be the game changer. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm 50-50 on that one.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. What other matches do they have? Rusev versus who? Against Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns,
yep. We all know that. The John Cena rule is in effect. Whenever John Cena, or in this case, Roman Reigns is in a match prior to the suspension, you know, for the PEDs, always bet on John Cena or Roman Reigns. So Roman Reigns will be the newest United States champion. WWE is going to hope that Roman Reigns can rebuild his popularity with the fans. And basically, try to win the United States title.
I'm going with Rusev.
Are you going with Rusev?
Yeah, I think Rusev will win. Whether it's by DQ or clean win, I don't think Reigns is going to win the belt tomorrow.
So you think he's still in purgatory with the organization? So they're not going to reward him.
Yeah, not yet.
That's a very valid point. I think I'm gonna stick with my pick, but I could see your scenario, a realistic scenario because of the circumstances with him. Let me see what other matches. Is Intercontinental match title on the line too?
Miz versus Apollo Crews.
I think Miz is gonna find a way to hold on to it somehow. It should be Apollo Crews night. I mean, Apollo Crews got the size advantage, the athleticism, but Miz is gonna find a way to win. whether by DQ or maybe he might lose by DQ but retain the title. So, yeah, I think Miz is going to somehow find a way to retain the title, even though I think tonight should be a good time for him to lose the title, but I think he'll hold on to it.
I'm going to go with Cruz. I think WWE wants to do big things with Cruz. And I think maybe Miz will probably win it again, but I could see an upset tomorrow night. A little Cruz here.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, he's had the title, I think, the day since after WrestleMania. It would be a perfect time for him to drop the title.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Let me see. What other matches do we have? There's the Cesaro versus Sheamus, best out of seven match, which I guess is like a two out of three, you know, fall match on steroids, you know, best of seven. And, I don't know what the stipulation is after they win. I mean, I guess whoever wins is the best guy, I guess. I'm going with, yeah, there should be a prize for this. I mean, for what they're going through. Going through this best of seven match. So I'm picking Cesaro. They look like they're finally pushing him for a change. Will that amount to anything? I don't know. I hope he's a future champion, but we'll see what happens.
I'm going with Sheamus on this one.
You going with Sheamus? Yeah. Yeah, I could see what you're talking about. You know, Sheamus, you know, WWE loves Sheamus. I mean, he hasn't been he hasn't been on Cena mode lately. You know, ever since the whole what's the name of that group again? The League of Nations. He's kind of cooled off a little bit. You know, he hasn't been as automatic as he used to be. But I'm picking Sheamus to win. I know after the match, I probably will be kicking myself and be like, oh, I should have picked Sheamus. That's, you know, that's the WWE authorities' darling, you know, who they love to see win. But, you know, I'm gonna stick with my pick. Of course, you got Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton, a match I don't think that has ever happened in the history of WWE. It might have happened OVW, which was NXT, you know, FCW, and then NXT, now known as NXT. But I don't think they've ever fought inside a WWE ring until later tonight. This is going to be a big one right here, folks. I think Brock Lesnar is going to win. I've always root against Brock Lesnar, and he always end up winning. I'm picking Brock Lesnar to win tonight against Randy Orton, the Legend Killer, the Viper. Who do you think?
Randy Orton for the upset.
I sensed it. I heard the voices in your head, man. I heard the voices in your head. They were telling you that Randy Orton's going to win. I sensed you were going to say that. But I'm going to pick
the upset, you know.
I hear them. I hear it, but I'm not going against Brock Lesnar again. Cena against Brock Lesnar, I thought Brock Lesnar was going to lose. Brock Lesnar won. Of course, Lesnar versus Undertaker, I thought he was going to lose, and of course we all know what happened there. These past couple of times I'm thinking Brock Lesnar's going to, you know, win, going to lose, and he wins, end up winning. So I'm staying with the safe pick, and I'm picking Brock Lesnar to defeat Randy Orton. So I'm sticking
Lesnar
with
Lesnar hasn't lost in a while.
I know. He hasn't lost probably against Cena in 2000 and... No, you know what? Triple H against at WrestleMania. I think it was the WrestleMania before Triple H versus Sting. So this was probably WrestleMania 2014 probably. What was that? WrestleMania 30 probably?
Yeah, I think so.
So, yeah, Yeah, Brock Lesnar hasn't lost in a long, long, long time. Long time. He might be finally due tonight, you know. Because, yeah, he hasn't lost in a long time. Randy Orton would be a legit threat to him to lose to, you know, because Randy Orton's a 12-time champion. Obviously, you know, Brock Lesnar is an animal. He's an athlete, you know. Shoot, I mean, it's hard. The way WWE's built them up, it's hard for anybody to be able to beat them up now.
Yeah,
this isn't the next big thing, Brock Lesnar. This is the beast, man. The beast is the big thing. You know, you can't defeat him now. I mean, Brock Lesnar was nearly unstoppable when he first came up. Now he's like, he's invincible, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do it how WWE's made him up to be. And it's believable because this guy has success in every place he's been to. You know, the NCAA, UFC, and of course WWE, man. So it's going to be interesting who's gonna finally defeat him.
Yeah.
Is there any other important matches? Sasha versus Charlotte. I think Sasha's going to retain the title.
Yeah, I think
I'm guessing
Sasha
the
will
same
win
for
it.
You.
Yep.
Any other major title? Any other major matches we're missing?
Dean Ambrose versus Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, I didn't give my answer. I thought I did. Dean Ambrose will retain the title against Dolph Ziggler. I've heard that Dean Ambrose is getting some heat, you know, because of his awesome interview he had with Stone Cold, where he just, you know, was speaking his mind, and as a result, he got some heat from the higher ups in WWE. So I don't know if that might reflect on him losing to Ziggler later tonight. Hope that's
I'm
not the case.
I'm going with Ambrose on this one.
But I'm sticking with Ambrose. I think Ambrose should win. They should wait for another threat like AJ Styles, maybe.
Yeah.
As early as the next pay-per-view event, to take the title off Ambrose's hands.
Yeah, I'm on Ambrose.
Let me see. I'm sticking with Ambrose as well. Yes, AJ Styles versus Cena. We didn't mention that. I think my
Cena.
Heart of hearts says Cena, but you know what? My mind is telling me Cena, but you know what? I'm gonna pick AJ Styles. I know I'm. My number one rule, never bet against Cena. But I'm picking AJ Styles to defeat him. And then that would catapult
Cena tomorrow.
Him against. I'm picking AJ Styles to so he could catapult his career against, what's his name's, against Dean Ambrose, you know, in the future. So that's my pick. I guess there's nothing else really else to say, but thanks, Mac, for coming on the show. And I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Sports of the Legend. He's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Rameau. And I'll see you guys in 2 weeks because I won't be able to do the show this coming.